is Radio Freedom.
It's show 21, and this is the bit where I try and work out what to say for about 10 seconds and can't usually think of anything. Enough of that anyway. So it's show 21. I hope you are well, and I'm talking like a DJ, so I'm going to stop that now. Anyway, I'll chuck in some more ums and ers, I think, probably. That will be good. It's Easter. It's Easter Sunday, so I hope you're all having a good Easter. I've got several things on the show, including a DJ No No exclusive and a I Don't Believe in Beatles mini mix. But firstly, I have to say, Ready Clash is a show for people who believe in mashups and bootlegs. We don't believe they're going to go anywhere. We don't believe they're going to go away. We don't believe they're a passing fad, and you know what I mean by that. So I think I'm going to play this song in response.
If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die.
where he would have a hassle with the human race. Sang hip-hop, and you don't stop, just blast off, sure shot, cause the man from Mars stop eating cars and eating bars, and now he only eats guitars.
That's Alan Dean, otherwise known as Go Home Productions, just over about, I think, nearly about 2 years ago. He decided to post anonymously. He's a big fan of Alien, so that's Rapture Riders, a mix of Blondie and The Doors, which I'm rudely talking over. And I'm not going to say who I was responding to. If you've been listening around, you'll know what I was talking about. I was sad to hear about the death of Lynn Collins. Now, a lot of people are going, who? But she was the... Oh dear, everything's just suddenly gone and crashed. lovely. Anyway, she was someone who had her own career on her own. She was backing James Brown in his... she was basically this sort of like head backing singer. And she released records on her own, which were widely sampled quite often. Well, the most famous one is It Takes Two by Rob Bass and Easy Rock, which is off a song called Think, which I'm going to play next. And it's sad that she's died. She was only like 56, and she deserved a lot more respect than she got. I think probably the reason I'm playing it is because the sampling community used her track so much. And hey, everything's back up online.
Hey fellas, I'm talking to you too. Do you guys know who I'm talking to? Those of you who go out and stay out all night and have the next night, expect us to be home. You get me. Let me tell you something, the sisters are not going for that no more. Cause we realize two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we better do by ourselves. So from now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So, you'd better think. Yeah.
That was Lynn Collins with Think About It. She'll be sadly missed. I know people say, oh, well, so-and-so was 60-odd or 70-odd, and it's here. They were sadly, you know, it was a shock, but certainly 56 is way too young. And I hope respects go to her family, and certainly we have to kind of keep a memory alive. I mean, just on that Woo Yeah loop, what was known as the Woo Yeah loop when I was a kid getting into hip-hop, that was everywhere, and that was so sampled by everything. And then there's obviously the It Takes Two, which sort of brought her to fame. But she was known before on Blaxploitation things. So later in the show, I've got an exclusive from DJ Nono. Exclusive track, world exclusive, not actually available anywhere else. And some news about what events are coming up. But next, we've got the I Don't Believe in Beatles mix. Spurred on by the interest of the last mix, there's a lot of, maybe three comments from the last mix. People liked it, so I thought I'd do another one. And since the Beatles, I don't understand what it is. Something about the Beatles. What is it about the Beatles that attracts people to remix them and mess them around and whatever? It's, you know, from the Tate Beatles to Residents to Negative Land to Go Home Productions to Danger Mouse. It seems like everyone has had a go at the Beatles. It's interesting. Maybe it's just because it's the wideness, or maybe they're just having a subtle go at Michael Jackson with his Northern Songs ownership. So there's actually a link, you see, between the last mix and this one, because he owns most of the publishing through Northern Songs and ATV. That's most of his fortune. So here we are. We've got the I Don't Believe in Beatles mix. I hope you enjoy it.
Kill it. Right. That's very good. Thank you, John. That's fine. I think that will do for the vocal backing very nicely. We'll get the musicians in now. And we'll do the last track.
Oh, great.
Okay. Run back the tape, please, Richard.
There's several days' work on that tape. For perhaps the 100th time, the engineer runs it back to the start for yet another stage in the making of an almost certain hit record.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something on that tape when it ran backwards.
What are you talking about?
Run it down again. Now play it backwards.
Their child is the child of evil.
I don't believe it.
You never sounded so good.
I'm serious. Play this backwards and you hear evil messages. Play the rest.
We're gonna play that one back.
There it is again.
Don't start.
I mean it. Play it backwards.
Last night he murdered his parents. Tonight his targets are his aunt and uncle.
Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Stranger things have happened.
Play the rest!
Little Damien is all grown up. Too bad for the cause of good.
You're not going to play the rest?
Look, I rent this studio by the hour.
What is it trying to tell us?
When the whole family's picking on me, you know, whether it's because he did something wrong, but I think he was depressed, and we do get hurt.
If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried. Please, everybody, if we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried. Please, everybody, if we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried. Please, everybody, if we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Stupid album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Stupid Solution became the focal point of an actual stupid case involving a Southern California teenager.
Stupid. Our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humour, you know, and we are humorous, and we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
Dallas,
girlfriends. No, who understands those rap guys?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rub a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing.
The song inside the tune. Just give me some truth now. Come on, you cunt. What are you stopped for?
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand.
Places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. Lovers and friends I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. Friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more. In my life, I'll love you more.
Okay, hope you enjoyed the mix. So in that mix was the end was In My Life by Sean Connery. Then before that was GHP with McLennan, which is Stand By Me by John Lennon with I'm not sure what the track is, but it's by a Paul McCartney track. It's like reuniting them sort of posthumously. Then before that was was Variations on Outcast, The White Stripes and John Lennon by Mountain Con. Now Mountain Con have been recently featured on Strangely Familiar, which is www.strangely-familiar.com. Get it right. www.strangely-familiar.com. And apparently they're a group. I didn't realise this. They are a existing group that obviously decided to branch out into doing the odd mashup. And that's the only one of theirs I've heard. And it's a great track. It's obviously John Lennon with White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, and Outkast, and all kinds of things. And I love the sort of the John Lennon track. I love the way he's ranting on about politicians and things like that. Certainly, I was listening to that quite a lot just before the U.S. election and all that sort of things. It seemed to sum it up really. Now, before that was also another Go Home Productions tracks. Go Home Productions had a lot of goes at, as I said before, the mix, at remixing the Beatles. And it's strangely, he gets kind of ribbed quite a lot for having his Wings fixation, which he has. One of his, I think his first boot was a Slim McShady, which was Eminem with Wings. And it's true. It does have a, I mean, that's what gave him away as Alan Dean. Everyone guessed it was him because of he used a Wings track, and everyone it has to be Mark Vidler, which is quite funny. I think I prefer his tracks that he uses Wings. I think he's done Beatles ones, and I don't think they've been as successful. But I love that one, which is Beautiful Outcast Band, which is using Christina Aguilera, Beautiful Outcast. And of course, Band on the Run by Wings. And then before that was Baby's Got Silly Love Songs by the Cheeky Boys, which is Baby's Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot with Silly Love Songs by Wings. Then we've got Get Back by the Little Bighorns. Thanks to Mark Rathmore of the Who Boys putting me onto that, and also the In My Life by Sean Connery, which is a classically bad track. I mean, certainly there's a tie up between that and the Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by William Shatner for worst cover of the Beatles ever. And then before that we had The Residents with A Day in the Valley of the Life, one of the famous sort of early Beatles mixes they did. And mixed in between that was Helter Stupid by Negative Land. That was Coming In and Out. And a bit before then was a bit from the All You Need Is Love story, which is a report about the All You Need Is Love recording sessions. So, I feel like I've run a marathon listing that lot. Anyway, now we're going to have some news. We've got a Bastard coming up, Bastard number 76. I've posted it on the blog as Summer of 76 or Spring of 76. And it's got Freelance Hellraiser. Roy's back at the Bastard. So, and also DJ Diaboliques, and of course the Cartel Guys, and that'll be well worth going to see. I mean, I'm not aware that, I mean, Freelance does done a few gigs recently, but doesn't really seem to gig this country a lot. Seems to go around the world doing his thing. And I'll try and be there. And that's going to be on the 7th of April from 9 p.m. at the Asylum, which is on Percy Street, which is under the newsagents. Always sounds dodgy, that. It's a basement club. It's very small, but it's well worth going. Perfectly formed. So now we've got the exclusive. Oh, I should have had a drum roll. I should have had a drum roll queued up, shouldn't I? The exclusive. It's called Stripper Jackson, the Wacko Jack of Cha-Cha. And you probably might have guessed some of what it's about. And see what you think.
I'll pick
There's something about that which is so wrong yet so right. Certainly it's the visual image that it gives you at the end. That was The Stripper by the Joe Loss version rather than the more usual David Rose version, with The Way You Make Me Feel by Jackson. And it's a topical boot, and yes, it's slightly sick, I think. So that was a world exclusive, not heard anywhere else. So thanks to DJ Nono for that. And now we're going to play... sorry, I've been rattling through things at high speed. I do apologise. I think it's one of those things that it's Easter weekend. I've got shitloads of things to do and no time to do them. But I'm going to play a couple of... I don't know, I was listening on my iPod and I heard quite a few... A couple of... I heard one Hey Ya boot and it made me think of another Hey Ya boot. So I'm going to do a... I'm going to play both of them now. The first one is a classic by Party Ben, which I'm pretty sure is not on his site. It's a mix of Berlin and Outkast.
One, two,
I'm
three,
alone, sitting with my empty glass. I
Radio Clash.
And here's our host.
I am Indy Wayne, and this is Bootleg Garth. Say hello, Bootleg Garth.
Hello.
And if anyone believes that the bootlegs are dead, probably play them the Party Ben track, the Go Home production track, and that last track, and they can stuff it. I hope you enjoyed that little jingle at the end. That was came out of the Show 20 sessions. You probably heard the little bit at the end saying, ooh, shall we do a Rodney Hazelhurst jingle? Well, that was the... that was a homage to Ronnie Hazelhurst of the who did all the really cheesiest. It was part of the BBC Light Orchestra, I think. Anyway, I'm rambling. So at the end, that last track was DJ Prince with "Hey Ya, We Will Rock You." Of course, Queen with "Hey Ya" by Outkast, "Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture," as they say. And before that was Party Ben with Berlin Metro and "Hey Ya" by Outkast. And the interesting thing about Berlin is that they wrote "Sex Eimer," which is amazing because it's got all these horrible swear words in it, and they released it in 1984. And then, of course, Peaches covered it. And I'm going, "Oh, where's that come from?" I didn't realize it was a Berlin track. I'm thinking, "Oh, what take my breath away?" You know, all that, you know, all Top Gun and shit like that. Oh no! When they were sort of electro, when they were cool. And there's a very good version of Metro, which I have to play at some point, by John B, which is like an electro clash version. But boy, can I track down a copy? Oh no! So I think probably it's the end of the, I think it's the end of the show. I was going to talk about what I've been doing this weekend. This weekend I have mostly been doing. My partner John's actually away. I'm a bit of a loss really. This whole weekend's a little bit of a loss because he's away in South Africa for 2 weeks. So maybe I'll do more podcasting. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But certainly I'm sort of missing him, but I've been doing other things, sort of going out to sort of clubs and pubs and various things I wouldn't usually go to, but generally I've been staying in because I'm just sociopathic. But I did actually watch, I downloaded it because I missed it. I watched the new Doctor Who. And all of the sci-fi queens in the country must have been tuning in at that point. I mean, certainly, if you want to take out the whole of the most of the gay men in the UK, you would have, if you run up one of the blipverts from Max Headroom at that point, you would probably kill them all. Or the little One More Day to Halloween from Halloween 3. Anyway, because I'm sure pretty much, not say every gay man in the country, probably most of the gay men in the country were watching, and all the sci-fi geeks were watching. And it was very good. I was surprised. I will watch it again. It's certainly it's a sort of a new kind of sassier kind of Doctor Who, but certainly it retains a lot of the original elements and has that same kind of like sort of assistant sort of Doctor vibe that they had before. But certainly Christopher Eccleston is a bit like a manic sort of a manic depressive fool, kind of like real kind of just over manic. But the best line in it had to be where he actually said, and she said, "But why do you sound like you come from the north?" He said, "Well, the north is on many planets have a north," because of course he comes from Yorkshire, so he has this broad Yorkshire accent. So it remains to be seen, but certainly it sounds good. And of course it's written by Russell T. Davies of Queer as Folk fame, which is always a good thing. Apparently the big secret about him, I noticed on tv.cream.org, is apparently he dressed as a Cyberman in 1988 for "Why Don't You?" And I'm sure at some point we'll do a spoof of a "Why Don't You?" jingle, because we have to. If you ever, people in the United States are going to go, "What the hell?" Not necessarily about the Cybermen, but probably about "Why Don't You?" It's one of those, if you imagine like Zoo Radio, but with 10-year-old kids, and then they're going around making things. I'm sure the United States had things, but basically there was a London gang, there's a Liverpool gang, and they all kind of went out and did really pointless shit. And it was like 1970s, early 80s program, you know, and it was like, "Oh, why don't we follow London gang while they build a office block or something like that?" It was an odd program, let's just say. It was a cross between the Blue Peter making something with some kind of direct activism and some very, very sort of probably wannabe child actor type children But all this weird sort of gang mentality and had a little headquarters, and it was a bit Black Hand Gang. It's very odd. So that was show 21. Oh, I forgot there. That was the Coming of Age edition. Oh, I should have called it that. Coming of it. Anyway, I always think of these things at the end. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, and you can post or get the show notes for anything that is available. I've got a nasty feeling that most of those things aren't available, but certainly I'll point to the websites where you can probably find out more about them. At mutantpop.net/radioclash. So you can find out more there. That's the end of the show. I'm going to play out with Langley School's music project. Now, I was kind of, I won't say horrified, I suppose I was heartened to find out that Not Your Usual Bollocks, which is a podcast, it's also from a UK podcast, had played Langley School's music project, the exact track I was planning to play on this show, and I've had Langley Music School's music project tracks in my sort of to play folder for the last 3 months. And I'd heard Space Oddity recently and thought, I really must play that. And of course, I just happened to be looking around, and I think it was about a week ago, Not Your Usual Bollocks Radio, which is www.notyourusualbollocks, that's bollocks as in the Sex Pistol spelling, .squarespace.com. I'd played it last week. Oh, it's that synchronicity thing again I mentioned in the last show. So I'm going to play another track. I won't play Space Oddity. I'm going to play In Your Room. And the story behind the Langley School's music project is that there was a renegade teacher. There was a teacher who in Canada, I think that's Canada. I might be wrong, but I think it was Canada. Who was actually teaching his children how to sing things like Beach Boys, Wings, and Beatles tracks, various other things. And was actually getting the whole of school orchestra to do them, rather than, say, doing, you know, Plough the Fields and Scatter. He was doing, you know, all the usual stuff, all the sort of hymns and things. He was doing pop music at the time. Eventually, these were released on, or someone found the tapes, and they were released on, I think it was Rough Trade, about 2 or 3 years ago. And it's always had a sort of a soft spot in my heart, because there's something incredibly spooky about having children singing these songs. It's something very odd about it, really, there is. Anyway, I'll see you next time.